Hey,
Brian.
Hey, so, this is Wayne.
How's it going?
It's going well. It's going well.
So we've been discussing or kicking it around the last two or three episodes of Kill the Rabbit to kind of look at a rebranding, reinventing, changing direction, or just leveling up and growing from where we have gone through in that journey, which that podcast, we ran 49 episodes, which is like a year, maybe a year and a half. So we've discussed kind of shifting focus from Kill the Rabbit and its focus on killing the rabbit that runs down the rabbit trail of procrastination into more of a chat between father, son on various topics. We have a pretty good relationship. We don't have identical views on a lot of things. So we thought, or I think it would be entertaining, insightful, and kind of fun. So did I give a good synopsis of that?
Sure, sure. I think it's, and I think you came up with the idea of this. I agree wholeheartedly that talking about our relationship, which we've had a number of people say, you know, you guys have kind of a unique relationship when it comes to father, son. There's a lot of men who would love to have a better relationship with their sons and vice versa. Not to mention that the daughters out there, the girls, for sure. I'm sure that's the case as well with them. But this is really geared right now for you and me and to talk about our life. I was raised in a different generation, obviously. And so there are, I think it's interesting to play with the idea of how do we see things?
Mm-hmm.
And what effects did our upbringing and our relationship with our parents growing up have on us? You know, I mean, obviously mine and your mother's influence on you had a influenced you in some of the decisions you made and who you are today. And, you know, of course, my mom and dad did too. So we could talk about those things and just see what comes of it.
Yeah. And so in that vein, we've discussed completely renaming it. So having a completely different description, like on the website, there'll be KTR Archive or Archived KTR, so that still older episodes you can get to, but it's just not the focus. And also like discussion, I guess, on this episode, so that since it's probably the last time we'll talk about Kill the Rabbit, it's just more of a culmination of realizing and growing from where you came from with running that podcast. Of like, there were times that we did ramble and go on rabbit trails. I think my wife said, which was really funny and like sting a little bit. She's like, yeah, I mean, most of those things that you guys talked about were like, you know, rabbit trails. I was like, wow, okay. Completely opposite of what I was trying to do. But I mean, I think this podcast kind of was birthed from that, right? Like, I think we wanted to stay on task of talking about efficiency and to-do lists, but then we just naturally gravitated towards topical discussions. So I think it was happening all along, just not in an organized fashion. So we've kicked around some ideas. We'll continue to kick around ideas for the name. So like you had said, like fireside chats or
tell
father
story,
son.
Right. You tell the story.
Oh yes. So we were in Wimberley, Texas, doing a family camping trip. I was 21. I don't even know. I was living in Austin or I just come back from Austin or something to that effect. And me and dad are sitting around the fire and just me intently fire gazing, thinking, getting lost in my thoughts. And I came to this conclusion that I told Dad, I was like, I just feel like I'm 21. I have no direction. I have no idea what I want to do with my life. I don't even know what to look at that I've completed in my life that's worth pushing forward or using as I go on this life journey. I just feel completely lost and I have no idea what's next. And I was coming to that realization of when I was younger, I just kind of like full steam ahead in a direction because I thought that was a good idea instead of having the time to do some self-reflection in what are you all about and what makes you tick and what are you passionate about. And at that moment, I just realized I had no idea what I wanted from my life or what my life had accumulated to.
Yeah. And then I chimed in and I said, wow, I feel the same way. Actually, I'm not even sure who said it first.
I'm pretty sure I said it. But then, because it was more shocking for me for you to say that, because we were vastly different ages, and it was perplexing.
So it can happen at any age where you look at your life and you say, is this road going anywhere? or do I need to get off and head a different direction?
It's also like a testament to actually thinking about what am I doing on the road, you know, as opposed to just going along the road because it's there. I thought it was an interesting like thought experiment to challenge that. And it was eye-opening for me to hear that from my father, that he felt the same way. And it kind of helped normalize that situation. Whereas I was looking at my age and being like, well, I'm a loser because I don't know what I'm doing. And you kind of came along saying, that's an interesting thought because I feel the same way. And yeah. So I think that's where that was kind of the beginning spark of like this whole idea that I don't think either of us knew years back. So that's where I like the fireside or the fire chat or like the fire gazing as far as a name. But yeah, we'll continue to kick around the name.
But so as far as where this is going, because we talked before about, you know, following rabbit trails rather than having an organized system of thought where we're kind of flowing in a direction so that we know what to expect as we open up the podcast and move from week to week. And one of the thoughts that came to us as we contemplated this podcast was father's perspective, son's perspective, communicating in a way that shows respect for each other and not judgmentalism. Giving some thoughts about different points in the journey of life that we've had and how it impacted us. And so we've thought about talking about different topics. There's so many that we could be talking about, but we want to kind of weave those in as we share stories from our lives. And like I said, we'll be interacting with each other and giving thoughts about it that, as Ryan said, we don't always agree on everything, and that's a good thing. But that's not the important thing. The important thing is how we communicate with each other, showing that respect for the other person's story and life and perspective, and not always jumping in with advice or criticism that's unasked for.
Yes. So. Well, and so, and in conclusion, I think giving an agenda. So each week we'll be talking about a different topic. We'll be discussing each other's point, each of our own views on that. Any stories, or we'll have two or three questions to go through to kind of drive down to what did that opinion come from, or how did that change over time, or what have you. So just make it pertinent and to the point and concise. So I think that's about it. I just wanted, so this is more of like a teaser episode as far as what's to come. So did you have anything else to add?
Nope, I think that's it.
So to be continued, and we'll have the new name probably by the start of the next episode.
Hopefully so.
Yeah. Thanks.
See you later.